Alright, so I'm bored and I have work in like over an hour, so I'm just gonna keep talking about random shit. This one is gonna be not about the future or the past or how we should live life, but more of how you think. So, yeah, I'm getting the music started. Hold on. Okay, so think about this. Dinosaurs, right? Now, obviously, you have no one has ever seen like a live ass dinosaur. Not like there's like, shit. There's like this animal or whatever that's counted as one, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, like a fucking like the shit that flies in the air, a pterodactyl, and then like that shit with the long neck and then a T-Rex and all that shit. Yeah, you have never fucking seen any of those. So you can't tell me that dinosaurs are real because you've never seen it. You don't have a picture of it. You don't have a video of it. So theoretically, you can't say they're real. There are bones of it, but how do we know that those are dinosaur bones? How do we know that they weren't placed there by anyone else, like aliens or like another civilization that's us, that was us, but then we got eradicated and we're like, oh, you know what? Or before we got eradicated, we're like, well, we know this meteor is gonna hit us in like a couple of years or so. So what we're gonna do to fuck with the next evolved version of us, we're gonna just put a whole bunch of bones and shit, because it wait let's assume that their civilization was advanced enough to fuck with us and make bones that we would end up scanning and being like, oh shit, these were dinosaurs. Actually, no, we didn't scan them at all. We just found the bones and mixed matched and realized, oh shit, these were animals. I mean, yeah, we probably could have scanned them, but I don't know. We wouldn't really be able to tell what they sounded like, or I don't think we'd be able to tell what color they were. Where would we? Whatever. Yeah, so theoretically, you can't tell me that dinosaurs are real because you've never seen one. Now, obviously, this is just a theory and this is going off of like hard ass logical thinking. Like, so logical that it's not logical, I guess. That sounds dumb. How do I word this? It's so straightforward and simple that it doesn't make any sense, is what I'm saying. And some people think exactly like the way I was describing, like based off that logic. Well, you've never seen it, so it's not real. And those people obviously aren't religious because religion is a faith. There's no evidence pointing towards religion being real. So that's why it's called a faith. That's what you believe in, regardless of what says it's real or what's not real. So those people, the people that think like the way I was describing how, well, you've never seen it, so it's not real. It's the same thing with even a harder way of thinking that is shit that is real. It is real, is real, is real, whatever. Shit that is real. That you deny. Like, some people genuinely, actually, I have no idea. They probably were joking. But I think some people don't think Canada is real because they've never seen it. Like, you were just told Canada was real, but have you ever been there? Now, I put this on my Snapchat story. Also, follow me, Mr. Cat and Sweet, or Suite, but whatever. It was in the last live video. You'd understand if you watched it, but yeah, like I posted that and I'm like, well, I've never been to Canada, so from my perspective, Canada isn't real. And one of my friends that lives in Canada just goes like, bitch, I live in Canada. What the fuck do you mean? And that's interesting because if I just went with my logic and my logic only, I'd be considered ignorant and I wouldn't be taking other people's opinions, not opinions, but their facts. And I think that's what makes people ignorant, is not taking into consideration everyone else's like, not opinions, but everyone else's facts or what they've experienced. But yeah, I'm in humanities in high school, and one of the units we studied was philosophy, and she was saying that my teacher, she was saying like, yeah, what I don't know who it was. Here, I'm gonna look it up now. What'd they say? She was saying that ignorance is the true evil, EVIL, or not like the true evil, but like is the only evil. And a philosopher said that, but I don't know who. How do you spell philosophy? There you go. Fuck, I can't find it. God damn it, Safari. Socrates! That's who it was. Yeah, that it says it right here. So it's on the internet, so it must be true. Since Socrates. Oh, I'll just open it up. Tomorrow will be a seminar. Morality is a term that. A few things. Alright, this is too much reading. Fuck that. Well, it says, like, right here. Oh, now it's gone. Okay, here it is. Socrates believed that philosophy had a very important role to play in the lives of. Oh, then it says dot dot dot. Damn, I wish I could read that without it giving me a whole bunch of information that I don't want to hear. What are you gonna do though? But at least I'm not ignorant. Or am I? I don't know. How do you know if you're ignorant or not? I mean, like, if I don't know something, I'll like state that I don't know it. Oh, I don't want to play God's Plan. What other songs do we have? Here, okay, Bones, Xavier Wolf, and Chris Travis. There you go. But yeah, I mean, like, I say that I'm not ignorant, but I don't know if I am or am not. Like, I don't know what. It's obviously not a feeling, but it's more of something you do that someone else would have to point out and be like, yeah, no, you're definitely ignorant. And no one has pointed that out. I mean, people have, but I don't think they're correct because I just usually when I like say things that require critical thinking to anyone, they just kind of shun it out and like, oh, I don't understand, you're just ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about. And most of the time, it's hypothetical, or saying shit in the past that happened, and saying, or at least asking, like, why do we have to do this when in the past we did this and it worked out perfectly, and now in the future we have certain problems that these contribute to. Like, all right, fuck, let me think of one right off the top of my head. Okay, marriage. Marriage and a wedding ring are one of the two most useless and the most expensive things you could ever buy. Because, thing, and no offense if you're married or you support that belief. This is just me personally. If you are married, I'm happy for you. And if you want to be married, then go right ahead. No one's. I'm not telling you to not do it. I'm just saying my personal opinions on it. And obviously, if you don't care about my opinions and you could just like leave, I'm not telling you to watch this. But I would love if you did stay and listen. Well, I guess you would listen, not watch, but whatever. Okay. But yeah, my opinion is that like they're really useless because back then we didn't give like expensive fucking rings. We just gave our wives or husbands, depending on how they viewed it back then, we just gave them like an apple. Or something. We just like gave him whatever, or sometimes we didn't give him anything. We just gave him something. We're like, hey, I really love you. Do you want to marry me? And then it would say yes, and they would go on with like a cheap ass wedding or whatever. But really, nowadays we're like have to buy an expensive ass ring. Like that is the staple of a marriage. That doesn't what? How does that make sense? That is the like. Everyone knows that. Like, kids will grow up learning, like, oh, you're gonna propose to her? That means you need a ring. Like, it's everywhere. It's in our media, it's in everything. So, the only reason why that is beneficial to anyone is because spending a lot of money on something makes someone feel nice, especially when it's for them. You know, like, if someone you love spent money on you. And because it benefits the. Oh, I'm gonna start a new one. What am I gonna call this? I guess Theories Part 2, yeah.
But where was I? Oh yeah, we don't need to buy an expensive ass ring. Like, it doesn't, it's useless. And a wedding too, like, if you love someone, why do you have to tell everyone? Like, if you love someone, you should just love them and only them. And you don't really need to go out and be like, hey, and this is my opinion, by the way. I'm not saying this is factual. I'm not saying this is what everyone else should do. I'm saying this is what I believe. So don't get offended. And if you do, well, then your fault. But yeah, I don't really think that's worth all the trouble. Like, okay, let me rephrase all of that because I sounded bad. Yeah, you can tell everyone and shit, but it's the money is what I'm focused on. It's the money and spending a fuck ton of money on an event that you will spend more money on to remember it by taking photos and shit. Like, usually people hire professional photographers or whatever. They hire friends and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't really agree with that. Doesn't seem logical. I mean, I guess it would be logical if you didn't think about it. Like, I mean, think about this. You grow up in like a suburban neighborhood, and your parents get remarried or married or whatever, or they get divorced, and then you go to your, because most parents get divorced, honestly, I mean, mine are, and, actually, no, I think it's 50-50, last time, it's either 50 or 70%, I forgot, either way, it's not under 50, that's for sure, but most people get married, get divorced, and the child is definitely going to experience that one way or another, whether it's their parents getting married or whether it's their parents getting a divorce and their mom and stepdad or their dad and stepmom getting married, which mine are both of. Well, one of them had a wedding, but the other one did it legally, like the boring way. But whatever. So yeah, I mean, I experienced it twice, technically. So, I mean, there's definitely kids out there that's gonna have to. Even my little brother went to a wedding, so, like, he already has that image in his head of, oh yeah, a wedding. Like, you know, you go out and you do all this planning, and he saw my mom do the planning, and he's gonna grow up knowing, or at least thinking, that you are supposed to do this to show that you love someone. And if you don't, this is where most people stop the thinking, where, oh, you have to do that, you have to do that, and that's just set, that's just a law, or that's just socially accepted. But that's where most people stop thinking, and that's where I start thinking, what if you don't? What happens if you don't? Will someone think less of you because you didn't spend a whole bunch of money on an event that won't change how much you love them? It's not like you will love them more if you do it and less if you don't. Like, you're going to love the person the same. A wedding would be nice too. You can go through a wedding, but it's just the expensive ones is what I'm arguing. That's a bad idea. Like, why would you spend so much money on a wedding? Just to, actually, my mom's wedding was pretty cheap. It was on the beach. It was just like an altar there. That's what it's called, right? And then, like, she did the shits with the ring and the, where they kissed and all that. You guys know how it goes. You grew up watching it, so of course you would know how it goes. So, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cheap. It was only like I think it was a couple thousand dollars. I don't know. But for a wedding, I feel like. And same thing with a funeral. Funerals are fucking expensive. This isn't even theories anymore. This is back to the money talk. This is like where my first podcast was. Or live stream. But yeah, it's crazy how people spend all that money on that. What was I talking about at first? I started this with dinosaurs. And then I went on to dinosaurs, and then the past civilization, and wouldn't know what color they would be. Wow, I really forgot. Okay, well, I'm just gonna end this one here. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Okay, what's up, guys? I don't know if y'all heard me sniffle, but I just made a podcast like 7 seconds ago. You should listen to it. If you don't, I'll cry. But that's besides the point. I made this new episode because I want to talk about dimensions, because I started talking about it in my school episode, but I don't want to talk about it on the school episode. I want to talk about it on the dimensions episode. So here we are. Let's see. Well, the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, if you didn't already know, is time. And that means if you were to look at me in the third dimension, you'd be able to see, like, you know, all my shit, like all the things around me and my hands and the volume. That's the third dimension is volume. Now, if you saw somebody in the fourth dimension, you would see everything that will happen to them and that hasn't, that will happen to them and that has already happened to them. Because the fourth dimension has to do with time. Now, I was told this, and I can describe this to people, and then they can say they understand. But deep down inside, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I really don't. This is quantum physics. Everything I said is true. Everything I said I got from someone that studied it in a fucking college. And I don't know what that means. Time? Like, I guess it kind of makes sense when you visualize it, because if you see something in the fourth dimension, you're seeing it before it was made and after it's gone. But how would that logically look to someone in the third dimension? Oh, okay, well, that makes sense, actually. I just realized that it wouldn't make sense for us to see it in the third dimension, because we can't. Our brains are three-dimensional, and we think with... we think within three dimensions, but a four-dimensional object doesn't act in a way where a three-dimensional brain, aka ours, will be able to understand jack shit that's happening. So, I guess to say you understand quantum physics basically means you don't understand quantum physics. And someone told me that a really long time ago, so like one of my old friends, and that really got to me, because that just proves that I can talk about a subject, and I can sound smart, and I don't have to know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I can still do my thing, and be happy with what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going off, and I need to stay on track, so let's get back to dimensions. Fourth dimension, time, I hope you understand that more or less than I do. Fifth dimension, okay, so I think there's 11. And from a YouTube video that I saw a really long time ago that I just basically memorized, there was like 11, I think? Yeah, there is 11 dimensions. It's four, and then it's like seven. 7 plus 4 is 11, but there's basically like 11 dimensions, and when, like, before the Big Bang, well, actually this was the Big Bang, but there was whatchamacallit, fuck, what's it called, before the Big Bang, or I'm sorry, I'm playing a video game at the same time, it's not professional at all, but I mean, I'm a teenager, like, what do you expect? So, there was 11 dimensions. 7 of them split up, and the other 4 also split up, and, well, there was 3, and then a temporary dimension called time, which would be the 4th. And it's temporary because I think about it like this. We have one dimension, which is a fucking dot, and then we have two dimensions, which is a line you have width, and then you have three dimensions, where you have volume, and that is basically the only reason we're alive, because our body requires, like, mass inside of it, and a volume that you can put your hand through, and certain three-dimensional objects in to help us live and stay conscious. That's why we live in a three-dimensional world, but in a four-dimensional world, how exactly does that work? Because everything is, you know what, forget that, I'm rambling again. But yeah, what I remember was the Big Bang was the four dimensions separating from the seven dimensions. This kind of sounds like mythology, now that I'm saying it. Like, when I talk about, like, gods and shit, and how there was, like, a bunch of gods, or there was one god, and then this god raped this god, and then this god had an axe thrown at his head, and then another god formed out of his forehead, which is a true theory. Like, I learned that through my teacher in humanities in high school. So, like, that's not even false. And it kind of sounds like that when I'm describing the shit that I'm saying to you now. And mythology isn't real, and I'm supposed to believe in logic and all this dimensions and shit. I mean, it's called mythology. Myth. Like, what more? And it, whatever. Whatever. But I think living in the fourth dimension would be pretty cool. Quite honestly, I want to live in the fourth dimension. But I don't know what else I'm going to add more to this podcast. And I'm playing my game right now. So I think I'm going to go. But aside from that, you guys are cool. If you have anything you want to say to me, please DM me. Or send me a video message. Please don't be afraid. Say, literally, you know what you should do? If you made it to this point and you're that interested in the shit that I have to say, I want you to, right after this podcast ends, which will hopefully, fucking hopefully be soon, I want you to go and message me and start recording and just say anything, anything. I don't care how long it is. I have all day tomorrow. I'm not doing anything at all tomorrow. I will listen to it. I will respond to it with the most detailed response I can if you actually are serious about it. Like, I want to know what you guys are thinking. I'm interested in what you guys are thinking because I don't think like you. I don't know what you're thinking. So when you give me your opinion, it's the opinion of someone that has lived a totally separate life. I mean, it could be someone that lived the same life as me, a fucking white American that has lived in Florida, has average grades, and likes to smoke weed. That anyone is like that, okay? But I'm talking about niggas from, like, India, Africa, fucking Canada, anywhere, actually just anywhere but Florida, just anywhere. It could be Georgia, okay? Like, anywhere but Florida. I want to hear your opinions. You know what? If you're from Florida, I want to hear your opinions too, okay? So we got everyone, just everyone, except me. Okay, but, yeah, I love you guys. I'll talk to you later, and, you guys have a good day. Okay, guys, I'm gonna make this one quick because I'm just about to pull up to my house, and I really want to bust down on some nachos I got in the fridge that I got from my work. So, oh, man, I can't park in the driveway, that's right. Okay, so, yeah, I thought about this real quick, fucking the war on drugs, right? This whole big thing. Well, listen. We legalized, we as in the government, and I'm not part of the government, but we, ooh, Illuminati. But, like, we illegalized fucking, what you call it, alcohol, right? And that shit didn't work. You know what it did? It only increased the crime rate because it would be considered a crime to, I was about to say morph, to, get it into America and then to get caught with it and then get caught, drunk, you know, or all three, that would suck, but, yeah, I mean, I know the mafia, or the mob, whatever, the mob, like, they imported that shit with their ties with the cartel and all that, you know. Humans are fucking sneaky little bastards. I mean, we're like shitty children. We break the law so excessively that the government, aka the parents, are like, bro, what the fuck? I'm gonna lock you up. I mean, of course, in this large scale, it's locking certain people up. But even the government fucks up, too. So, like, it's just like a fucked up family, basically. The son and the dad was George Washington, but he accidentally died. So now the whole family is, like, going fucking rambunctious. And yeah, anyways, I'm sorry I ranted. Okay, back to my point. Yeah, we're little sneaky bastards. So what makes you think the war on fucking psychedelics and weed and, I guess not nicotine, but, like, children having it, like, that's only gonna increase. You know, after school, Before I had any of these fucking vape pens and shit, before I had the dab carts and the Juul pit things, just a Juul, I guess, you know, before that, I would, like, see my friends, and we'd talk and whatever, and one of them be like, yo, I got some cigarettes, y'all want some, or yo, I got some weed, or we'd link up, and it'd be like, yo, I got some cigarettes, can you smoke me out, or vice versa, if you're a fucking crackhead, I don't know why you would take cigarettes in return for weed, honestly, but that's not the point. What I'm saying is, fuck, what was I saying? It was like, oh yeah, so history is only gonna repeat itself. Like, if we did that, it's only gonna get worse. We've gotten more sneakier with it. These companies are fucking making pens now, so instead of, oh, I'll just wait after school, we can smoke, or yeah, I'm gonna pick up cigarettes from someone else because I'm only 17 and I can smoke, or I'll smoke them afterwards. Now it's fucking, let's do it right in the middle of class. I got the nicotine and the weed. And psychedelics are also up there because, like, it won't hit you during the class period. It'll probably start by the time it ends. But, like, you could still trade them off in there. You could anyway. Fucking acid doesn't smell. And you could do that virtually anything except actual weed, the one thing that doesn't really matter. I guess none of them matter to an extent, you know? But, yeah, history is only going to repeat itself. The war on drugs is only going to cause more crime. And people are only getting craftier. And I think that's really interesting. And I also think that proves that instead of going like, no, you can't have it, why don't we say, okay, well, let's work on why they're doing it exactly. Like, not just, oh, they're junkies. Like, let's work on why they're fucking transforming their consciousness into this other drug addict thing, or just drug-filled, drug-influenced, you know, mindset. Why don't we first ask why, and then get our definite 100% answer, because people are going to be open why, you know? I mean, like, I'm damn sure if a fucking anonymous survey came up, most people would say, I don't know, it just helps me, like, especially weed, but it just helps acid. It'll fucking open your mind to all types of concepts. Weed calms you down. Everything else, I mean, it could be used medically, even opiates, and people are doing that recreationally. I mean, it's medical in their case because they fucking have this deep depression or some shit, or they just want to party and always have fun because they're going through something and they don't want to think about it, so they're always happy, and doing these drugs kind of, like, puts those problems aside, you know? So, like, why doesn't the government first find out why we're doing these substances? And then come up with an answer after that. Because I know damn well it's going to be because we're fucking hurt or some shit. Or because we want to enlighten our mind. I hate saying enlighten because I'm mainly referring to acid. But it really does. There's no other word to describe it. Like, I think it sounds gay because gay people... Not gay, but, like, dumbasses use it when they're trying to describe some shit. And they're, like, most of the time wrong, but when it comes to that, like, that's really what it does to you. When you think at those speeds, with your mind being as basically open-minded as possible, like, you discover things about yourself. And I don't know why the government would say, let's put a hold on this, rather than, okay, why are you doing it? And let's find a way to substitute that need. Whether that be, oh, damn, these drugs actually aren't that bad. Maybe we could make it a medical thing like we did with weed. And we actually did do that, but it's illegal federally. So you can still get in trouble for it. You just have to hope to God, Fed doesn't go, well, I could just, you know, search you and it's illegal in my eyes. So it doesn't make much sense. I mean, that just proves that the government is kind of okay with you doing drugs, just not distributing them to the point where it fucks up the tax flow, where people are spending more money on drugs that won't be taxed, rather than actual food and groceries and, like, other shit that you would get taxed by. It's also a huge fucking tax thing. And this whole drug thing back then, when slavery was a thing, like, slaves, the mafia imported drugs to America and offered it to the ghetto part of the black part, the ghetto and the black, I guess if you're ghetto and black, because there were some rich black people. No, not even back then. All of you were poor because you guys were fucking just out of slavery. But, like, right after slavery ended, I mean, maybe not right after, but they still... The point is, the mafia viewed the black people as animals. Obviously, they're not now, but, like, they prove... They didn't prove... Why did I say prove? They in their eyes, are like, okay, well, black people are basically animals, and they're soulless, and they're going to hell anyway. So, because you know the mob was Christian. So, why don't we just sell these drugs to them, and we'll make money, and they'll do drugs, and we'll make money, and that's basically what happened there. And then black people started doing it, and then when the black people back then had, like, this, oh, well, you guys are ghetto, you can't talk right, because there are slaves, and right after slavery, not every person can afford school, and even if they did have school, the black people were probably in fucking, like, there were still separated schools, I guess, but still, I mean, it would affect everything, especially the kids, and, like, how much money they could have, and that's where the stereotype of them being poor, them being uneducated, and then that led to the whole language barrier, where they have this slang talk, you know? Like, it just ends up going down the line as time passes, and it's still a thing. So, yeah, that's where those stereotypes come from. Basically, slavery and the whole after-slavery thing, and just the whole point that slavery started... It just affected their race entirely. Why am I going off topic? Anyways, yeah, so, they sold those drugs to the black people back then, like, whenever slavery ended, and then after that, and it had that bad connotation, because black people were just viewed as bad, I guess. Like, if you could have a black friend or a white friend, obviously nowadays, everyone's gonna say, oh, it doesn't make a difference, you know, they're both human, so they're both good in my eyes, but, like, back then, now it was like, well, I'd rather have the white friend because he's superior and he's better than the black person. So, like, you know, fucking, when they did drugs were immediately defined as bad. If drugs got into the hands of people that had, like, real power and, like, that could change the world just by talking, like, fucking any political speaker out there, they would do those drugs not knowing it's not without it being illegal, like, before that happened. And before drugs had this bad connotation, before anyone even knew what drugs were. But, like, they knew what nicotine was, but I'm talking about, like, the hard shit, like acid and weed. And really, it's the only what I'm talking about. I guess everything else, but those are the two major ones that are the best for you. Or, I mean, the least worse, realistically. But, yeah, so it had this bad connotation on it. So maybe if we just move drugs, maybe if drugs happen... like, to normal people, and the people that could change the world just by influencing others through speaking in large crowds, then drugs would have a totally different, and that would affect the government, too, because then the people in the government would try them, obviously, because it wouldn't have a bad connotation, and maybe after they did all the math, they would realize that it can be used to an extent, and instead of that extent being alcohol, nicotine, and weed, if you, like, really want to do it and go to another state or get a medical card. But, yeah, instead of it being that, it probably would be, like a psychedelic, like... I guess it would be straight-up LSD, but it'd be given in, like, very small portions. And it'd be, like, probably more expensive, but... And they would, like, tell it, like, they would, like... Maybe you'd have to get, like, a card for it after you took a class, and they know you're not going to drive with it or, like, sell it to anyone else, because drug dealers can spike shit. And drug dealers are actually bad. They, like, it's way better if the government hands you those drugs, because you know it's safe. You know it's researched, because it has to be. Because they have that on their hands, you know? Because if we die, who's going to pay taxes, right? I mean, let's be honest here. So, yeah, the government is definitely going to give us safe drugs. So we know what we're getting then, rather than shit-laced, just K2, any forms of... anything that looks like weed that could kill you, fucking any form of LSD that could kill you, because there are a bunch of other substances out there that mimic LSD or that are very similar to it, but they're dangerous for you, and if you drop a bunch of actual acid, you'll be fine for the, I mean, you know, you'll be fine in terms of being fine on acid, but you'll be fine health-wise, and fuck, I'm sorry. I'm high as shit, and I keep losing my place. I want to go one podcast without saying I'm high, but I feel like I have to use that as an excuse. So, like, yeah, you know what you're getting when it's from the government, but when it's from anyone else, they can cut it with anything, and if you do a bunch of acid, you'll be fine, but, like, if you get a cut from somebody else, you could get something that's like acid, and you've already done, like, four tabs at once, and then you take, like, five or six, because you realize that one tab ain't shit after you've done a bunch, and then you end up fucking dying because it's laced with something that isn't acid, and that could kill you if it's in large quantities, and it's just makes it cheaper, because realistically, that's what drug dealers want, profit. I'm gonna go inside now. Make it cheaper to make, of course, is what I mean. I'm gonna go inside now. I love you guys. Be safe. Yeah. I guess I don't know what else to say. I'm gonna go inside and eat. I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye. Okay. Well, I'm on my way to work. And I've kind of been realizing a bunch of things. Maybe it's all the acid flashbacks, but I don't know. Like, I feel like... Oh, hello, person crossing the street. Well, I'm glad I was looking up. But, okay. I get distracted easily. But, yeah. You know, confidence is a funny thing. It can drive you to do crazy things. Or it could drive you to not do crazy things. And those crazy things can help the world. You know, like, I feel confident about acid. I feel like I'm right. And that's why I'm so confident about it. It can help you. It can open your eyes to things. It can give you a look inside yourself. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I've had this talk with my dad, and he's like, you shouldn't smoke as much as you do. I don't know why you smoke cigarettes. I don't know why you smoke weed every day. I don't know why you trip. You sound like a drug addict. Like, do you really want to be known as a drug addict? Well, you drink coffee every day, and my mom drinks coffee every day. You guys can't go one day without drinking coffee. And caffeine is a drug, okay? Nicotine is also a drug. It helps you cope. It just helps you. That's why we do it, because it benefits us. Maybe not financially, but it benefits us. This coffee, this nicotine, it benefits you to the point where you want to do... I mean, they don't smoke cigarettes, but, I mean, they used to, so they understand that whole addiction form, you know? But, I mean, we do these things because it helps us, and your brain is literally chemically altered to be addicted to it, because you've done it so much that your brain is like, whoa, we're doing this every day? Alright, well, let's change the way we think, and let's change the way we feel, because we're gonna do this every day. Your brain doesn't go, well, it's also bad because, like, you know, all this other stuff. No, because you're only gonna focus on what helps you. You're only gonna focus on the positive side, because you know damn well if you focus on the negative side, then you're not gonna do it. But you want to do it so bad that you decide to be ignorant towards all that. And ignorance ties in with confidence as well. Because to be confident, you have to be ignorant towards all the negative shit, you know? I'm ignorant towards a lot of things. I'm also very arrogant. I'm very cocky. I try to be funny because I'm confident that it makes people laugh. And most of the time it does. But yeah, I'm only confident because I've seen what I saw, and that helps me. But then people give their opinions and they're like, well, you're a drug addict. You just like doing this because you like getting high. You're not going to do anything with your life. Well, I have a different view on it, but when I take those people's opinions into consideration, it kind of makes me want to change my view. But when I take their view into consideration, I'm taking the view of someone who hasn't experienced the things I have, who hasn't went through the pain I have went through, and hasn't seen the things that I've seen. So why am I looking at the perspective of somebody else's view? Like, if someone's giving you relationship advice that has never been in a relationship, why are you going to listen to them? If someone's going to tell me why acid is bad, and they've only tripped once decades and decades ago, I'm talking about my parents, then how am I going to take their shit into consideration when you haven't even had an experiencing trip enough to, like, if you haven't felt what I felt, if you haven't tripped and you're like, holy shit, everything makes sense, I can see everything now, thinking at the speeds that I do and being as open as I am and having this much serotonin flood through my brain through all this THC and all this dithylamide, like, which is acid. Wow, that guy's arm is very hairy. Oh, he's staring at me. But I like looking at people inside their cars when I drive by, because I'm always curious to see, like, what they're doing, you know? Like, I have my own setup with my phone and shit. But, yeah, what I'm saying is, why would I take the view of someone that hasn't experienced the things I have? It's one thing if he said, I understand, I've been there, and I want you to stop because I understand. But he doesn't want me to stop because he understands. He wants me to stop because he's been so influenced by a bunch of other ignorant people's perspective that he's like, okay, well, everyone else says it's bad, so it must be bad. The government says it's bad, so it must be bad. But has every single person in the government dropped a tab and felt the things that I felt the things that you felt, and you're taking their opinion into consideration, and that's changing your opinion, and then it changes in the fact because you believe it so much, and then you're like pushing it on your kid? It makes sense. I mean, no one wants to see their kid do that. Like, my friends will do certain drugs, and I'm like, I don't know about Xanax. It seems a little bad. I've done the research, and I've done it before, and I understand the appeal of it, and I probably will do it again, but I mean, it's just not something that I want to really, like, do all the time, you know? Like, it's not going to control my life the same way acid or weed does. And I feel like my dad is the same way. He's like, well, I've done acid and weed, and I'm not going to let it control my life the same way it does for you. And the way I look at people who do Xans and pills and all that are the same way that he looks at me doing acid and weed, because it's like, I don't want some, like, when I was in a relationship with this one girl, I would, actually, no, let me rephrase that. When I was in a relationship with this one girl, she didn't want me doing acid as much as I did, and I will admit, it was an over-top amount. I really didn't know as much as I did now, and I just did it, like, once every week, or once every 2 weeks, or whatever, just because I really liked the feeling, and the things I would get from it just benefited me so much that it changed me as a person, and it just made me more loving towards everyone. It made me realize that everyone has their own opinions, everyone has their own subjective view, everyone has their own thing going for them, you know? Everyone is their own person. So why would I hate someone for their own opinions, you know? Hate, I mean, the acid is, I was a really, really, really ignorant person, and I was really arrogant and cocky, but acid has helped me be less ignorant and less cocky. And still am. But I couldn't have admit that before acid, because I wanted to see the right side. That's going back to what I said before. Like, I wanted to see the better side, the positive side of me, because that's the only one I want to focus on. Because when I focus on the negative, then I'm seeing the positive and I'm seeing the negative. And that's the realistic view of things. The realistic view of things is, I do acid too much, and I'm cocky, and I'm arrogant. But if you're only going to focus on the positive side, then you're not going to see the realistic view of things. My dad is only seeing the negative side because of what he wants. He wants me to stop doing so much acid. He wants me to go to college and get a big degree and get a job and maybe stop drugs as a whole, or maybe do it recreationally, you know? I mean, unless I'm like really fucking rich. And yeah, I could smoke weed every day and it doesn't matter because I'm rich and I'm not doing anything that will, like, you know, like, it just, it makes sense. If I'm rich, then yeah, it's one thing, but I'm not. I'm a teenager. It's different. But that's his view. But he also hasn't experienced the things I have, so I can't take his view into consideration. But he also is a fucking adult and have done the things I have and have felt the things I have, but it's changed. He has a wife now. He hasn't, I mean, he still smokes weed. He just hides it from me, and I steal his weed sometimes. Even my mom does the same fucking shit with carts. I mean, and she only does it when she has a headache. But yeah, like, he's changed as a person, you know? He's not who he was when he did acid. He's not who he was when he smoked weed every day. I think he does now. I don't really know. I mean, I don't live with him anymore. But he's not who he was. He's different. He's changed his view. He's changed his perspective. And it's no longer the real side of things. It's no longer only the positive side of things because he wanted to do those drugs. it's just the negative side. And the negative side is that I do it too much and I need to stop. The positive side is it's changed me as a person and it's opened me up to who I am. And it's made me more loving and more passionate and more patient and less ignorant, even though I still am. And I know I am, and I'm working on that. I'm growing. I'm still working on myself. But acid is really fucking helping me do that. I'm like a plant, and acid is like a fertilizer. And all this other shit that makes plants not grow is like the government, I guess. That's a shitty analogy, but the whole plant and fertilizer part is pretty true. You know, people have their own opinions, but what is real? That's really good. I don't know how I just thought about that. I must be having a flashback. Because whenever I say flashback, I'm talking about an acid flashback. Because a lot of times I'll look at the license plate behind somebody, because I'm driving behind them, because I'm an adult, I guess. And I'll see their license plate, like, bounce up and down, like, the letters and shit. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, well, that's cool. And then that, like, happens almost every time now. And wait, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is the realistic view of things is the negative and the positive side. And once you take all that in and make your opinion off of that, then your opinion and your perspective is the most believable in my eyes. Because you see everything there is. You see the negative and the positive side. But I like to look at the positive side of things, you know. When I think someone who can recognize their faults and recognize their flaws and not be content with it, but at least want to grow from it and just grow from it, then that's someone who I can trust and listen to most, because they understand. Understanding is a big part of realizing your flaws too. I think it's just important either way around, you know. Alright. Wow, I almost hit the curb. I have 10 minutes until I have to clock in. Let's see if I could bullshit anything else. You know, I got the whole album from Rihanna, the Loud album. And I added it to my playlist and I listened to it. And one lyric she said was 5 times 2 is what I... She said, bitch, I'm a 5 times 2. And I didn't get it at first. I'm like, oh... And then I'm like, oh, she's a 10, you know? And also, one time, one of my friends was waterfalling a Gatorade from someone, and he said, them electrolytes did it. And I thought that was funny, honestly. It's always interesting to see people's perspective on things, because going back to what I said, it's like the real side of things. Once you've had every single perspective of every single thing regarding a topic when it comes to acid, like all the bad things and all the good things, same thing with weed, same thing with everything, once you've seen all the sides to it, you get a very realistic point of view, and your opinion is way better in that sense. And humans don't want to focus on the negative, they only want to focus on the positive, because if they focus on the negative, then they're going to feel bad about doing those drugs. But if they focus on the positive, then they're able to do those drugs with an excuse. And they know it, but acid helps you kind of see both sides. It opens your mind to that. And I feel like a fucking dumbass junkie when I talk about this, honestly. Because I talk about acid so much. But for how much it's changed me, I feel like I need to bring this on to other people and not force it, but just give them this information and get their perspective on it. Because not only do I want a real perspective on things like I've been talking about, but it's helped me so much that I want it to help other people the same way it's helped me. Because people are going through the same shit I am, where, oh, I want to be in love again, I want a relationship, I want attention, or they just want... I mean, I don't have the friend issue where I don't have enough friends. Sometimes I feel like I have too many. But that sounded cocky. But when I'm able to recognize that, which is good. But yeah, like, fuck, what was I saying? Oh yeah. Well, fuck, I really forgot what I was saying. God damn it. I don't know how I'm supposed to burn 9 minutes away before I have to leave for work. Let me just pull something out of my ass again, because I'm really good at that. I really don't know what I want to do when I grow up. Honestly, I've been feeling like a failure lately because I've been listening to other people's opinions. But then I think, well, I'm the only person that can define myself. I'm going to read a comment on my Instagram that I saw that someone commented. I have this spam. I can't give it out because I post really personal shit on there. And... oh, okay. Well, I posted... sometimes I get this empty feeling where my heart is... sometimes I get this empty feeling where my heart is, and then I feel like maybe I'm wrong about everything. Maybe my dad was right about being a drug addict, and maybe acid really isn't the wonder miracle drug that I'm in love with because I'm that stupid. Or maybe all these thoughts and theories I have aren't true and have no value at all because I'm 18 and I have no idea what I'm talking about. And my mom and dad and my friends tell me that all the time. I mean, a portion of them do. Another portion of my friends tell me that I'm a fucking genius, so who can I believe except myself? Like, all the info I get is from the internet, but that's where all my opposing arguments get their info, too. Or maybe I'm not right about everything I feel like I'm right about, because every day I interact with people and observe everything, and I learn more and more that everything is subjective. No one is wrong or right. They just believe what's most comfortable for them. Even if they know deep down inside that it's wrong for the betterment of humanity, what makes them comfortable is what they believe in. And I think the difference is... that, like, rich people or people that made it in life, they feel like they're the shit because they made something good enough for people to give them all that money that they ended up having from what they did. And they feel like they're right because a lot of people agree with them and then give them money and then they're rich and then more people see them because they're rich, you know, like, yeah, and then people agree with them and then they feel like they're right instead of them going, well, my opinion is, they go, well, the fact is that I discovered this and that's how I feel about it and that is the fact. What I've been noticing, and then I talk about how I'm cocky and that I'm arrogant and all that. Everything is subjective. And yeah. Then one of my friends commented, dying is inevitable. Living is a choice. How you do that is only observed from an individual perspective. So how you perceive life is how you see its meaning. Live according to that no matter how long or short it is. Just make sure it doesn't affect or harm anyone else's perception of the world, which, at the same time, creates peace. Hashtag stay healthy. Hashtag stay trippy. Hashtag stay you. Someone commented that, and that really got to me. He's really right. It really is only a one perspective thing. And I even talked about that on my podcast before, but sometimes I forget the things that I talk about, and that affects me negatively because everything I talk about is only benefiting me, I guess. Or it's just realistic shit. I don't know. I really don't. I'm lost. Someone else commented, this is the first time I'm reading this, but someone else commented, existence is a pointless endeavor. If you don't take every opinion you have as fact, our world is not made... wait. If you don't take every opinion you have as fact, our world is not made up of theories and suspicions. That's just how we view it because we have no other option. Our world is made out of facts and definitive answers. Subjectivity is a concept we created to heal our fragile egos when we can't understand the truth. Because saying, well, nothing is certain is much easier and accommodates weak-minded individuals. Live life to your own standard. It's the only one you have. Question your own intelligence and ideas, but never undermine them. Damn, that's really true. I feel like, as a kid, I was told to just stop questioning things. Stop wondering. Why are you questioning everything? Just live your life. Just listen to the adults, listen to your elders, and just live your life. Just go to college, get a job, have kids, have this house. You know, you're gonna have breakups in your life. You're gonna get really drunk and fuck up and make mistakes, and you're gonna have these jobs, and then you're gonna quit, or you're gonna get fired from them because you're gonna fuck up, and there's gonna be a lot of people that piss you off. You're inevitably gonna get into a car accident. You're not gonna kill someone, but I mean, you're gonna see death in your life. Eventually, your loved ones will pass. That's just the real of things. Just live your life and stop questioning things, because everything is already laid out for you. And I was told that a lot as a kid. I mean, not, like, the deeper side of things, but the whole stop questioning things, I was told that a lot. And I was kind of gone off that topic, and then that's... I was, like, living my life that way from like 10 to 15. And then after my first acid trip ever, when I was a sophomore, made me realize that, holy fuck, nothing is certain, everything is forbidden. That's an Assassin's Creed reference. But nothing is certain, you know? Everyone is their own thing. Everyone has their own views. And that doesn't mean it's true, but doesn't mean I'm true. And if they tell me I'm wrong, that doesn't mean they're right. And if I tell them, and if I say I'm right, that doesn't mean I'm right. That's just how I feel. Everything is a feeling, because nothing is certain. Of course, you can say 2 plus 2 is 4, and you could feel that way, but you'd be correct, because mathematically, that's how things end up. You can hold 5 leaves in your hand and be like, well, I feel like I have 5 leaves, and you would feel correct, because that is how many you have. But you can't hold someone's hand and say, I feel like we're going to be together forever. Because just because you feel that way about the leaves and you were right, doesn't mean you're right about the being together with someone. Because nothing is certain. Only math is. Only pure logic is certain. Unless logic stems down to, like, common sense, then it's subjective. It's the majority's view. Because it's common sense. But common sense isn't so common, because not everyone thinks the exact same way. If everyone did, then common sense would be the sense, not common sense. You know? I have to walk into work now. I love you guys. Talk to me, please. I feel really lonely, and I just want love. Swipe up, or it's not Snapchat, you can't swipe up. Just message me. Say what's up. Tell me what's on your mind. Maybe we can make a podcast together. And if you feel like you can't make a podcast, you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, well, then either drop a tab and then do it, or ask me and I'll walk you through it. Because I felt the same exact way until I did it, until I had something on my mind that I wanted to get off, and I expanded from that, and now I have all these podcasts, you know? And it's only a matter of time before some scientist sees it and goes, wow, you might actually be onto something. Here, let's make a podcast together. And here's all this money. And now you won't ever be sad again. I don't really know. I just want your opinions and perspectives. I say this every fucking podcast, and like 10 to like 15 people watch it, and no one messages me, which sucks. But, well, I mean, they do, but it's because most of the people that watch it know me and just text me rather than send me a message. But I love you guys. I hope you guys stay warm out there. Be good and have a nice day. Okay, I'm gonna rant. I'm driving. I'm smoking a cigarette, so bear with me. And you're gonna have to deal with me puffing in and out because, I mean, I'm sorry. So, yeah, one time, one of my old managers told me, of course everybody has a soul. Of course there's this energy that we have. I mean, like, matter can't be created or destroyed. So, I mean, that there has to be, like, something or somewhere that, you know, we go. There has to be something in us that goes somewhere that we can experience. And that's where religion ties in. He also said, when you point to someone, don't you notice you point to their, you point to their chest. You point to about where their heart is. You don't point to their head. You don't point to the middle of their body. You point to their chest. And that's where your heart is. And that's also where it connects to your, I mean, everything connects to your brain, really. But that's where your heart is. And your soul kind of deals with your emotions, too. I mean, it's believed to be that way, at least. So wouldn't that prove that there's something there? And I got really logical, and every time someone tries to tell me that there's energy in us, you know, there's always something, I couldn't believe it, because I'm just like, logically, that doesn't make sense. But then I like went on my acid binge after I got on probation, and I'm like, fuck, there's something going on. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And one second. Damn, I wish that was a joint. That sucks. But, yeah. Excuse my sniffles. But, yeah, then after my acid binge, I'm like, damn, like, there's obviously something I don't understand. I mean, what I really got from all that was, I'm not dumb. I just don't understand what I don't understand. I know there is a bunch of things I don't understand, but I don't know what I don't know. I do know what I do know, but what I don't know, I definitely don't know. I know what I don't know, but I know that I don't know what I don't know, you know? Okay, thank you. God damn it, I'm swerving. Ranting and smoking and driving. Driving and doing anything that isn't driving is just not good for you. But, yeah, that got to me. And I don't know, the whole soul thing, the whole that there's something in us or there's something external controlling us, or maybe we're all controlling each other. Maybe it's like a mass computer, a computer-like thing, but that's really just God. Or maybe our bodies are just radios and our consciousness is more of a frequency and it could be transferred. Alright, I'm throwing that out. But yeah, and I think it's very interesting because you can see how curious someone is. You can see just the way they think and how they react to those things. It pisses me off when people are like, I don't know, there's no point in thinking about it, I don't have the answer, so I might as well just go on with my normal life. That pisses me off. Why are you not fucking curious? Why are you not asking questions you don't know the answer to? How can you go through your life going, I don't know information, and I am okay with not knowing it? Why would you not want to know something? Why would you not want to? Because that only leads. Oh my God! I just made that yellow light. But why would you not want to know something? Because these stupid hippie topics, these stupid things that make you sound like a drug addict, that make you sound retarded, that make you sound like you don't know what you're talking about, that make you sound like you're high, you know, those lead into other things. I mean, people back then were like, oh, you know, acid is bad for you. It makes you think and it makes you more creative, but it's bad for you because you're not sober. And if you're not sober, then you're not normal. And if you're not normal, you're going against the majority. And the majority is always right. Because in a democracy, what we live in, the majority is always right. So we're always raised around the majority is correct, what's normal is good, and everything outside of that is bad. Because everything outside of that will only lead you to more knowledge, will only grow you as a person, will lead you to something different. And God forbid we do something different. God forbid we think outside the box, you know? Like, it's better to be an individual. You know, I thought about this. The government, I sound like a goddamn junkie, but the I realized, I was thinking, like, damn, like, why do I even go to restaurants? Like, why do people even eat out? Like when I first heard of restaurants, I was like, what's the point of spending money when you could just buy the food and make it yourself and connect with your family on that level rather than sitting down and having people serve you? You don't need to be served. That's a want. But that's how I originally thought. Before any biased information, I was like, what the fuck is the point of buying food? Just buy the ingredients and mass buy them. Like, buy in bulk. Go to Costco all the time and you'll always have shit to make. And not only will you learn and expand yourself in that aspect, in the culinary arts, why would you not want to do that? Well, because it's easier. It's easier just paying more money, and it's easier just having people serve you and asking for food and getting it to you made. It's easier to judge it too, because if it's bad, then it's not your fault. Then you could judge people. And everyone's judgment. I'm very judgmental. I'm working on that too. Excuse my sniffles, part two. But yeah, so that was my unbiased thought. Why do people go to restaurants? And then my mom and dad would always take me out to restaurants. I'd always go out to one on my birthday. And I realized that, wait, I'm just raised. Backtracking. Unbiased opinion, restaurants are shit. There's no point in wasting your money. Then other people's opinion
starts in, and also I was just raised that way. Same thing with religion. When you're raised around a religion, you're more likely to believe it and be ignorant towards all the other information that would prove it's wrong, or that prove there's might be something other than your religion that could be correct. Because one of them bitches is true, you know? We're either being controlled in a simulation, or it's aliens, or it's religion, or it's evolution, you know? One of them bitches is true. So, fuck, I'm sidetracking. What I mean is, I grew up going restaurants. That's normal, I guess. I mean, I have my own opinion on it, but everyone else does it, so I might as well fall in line. And then after my whole individuality fucking burst and all that acid, I'm like, wait, hold on. So I grew up thinking that going out to restaurants and eating with your friends, or eating your friends if you're a cannibal, I don't judge. I mean, I do, but I'm gonna say I'm not. And, you know, taking a date out, it's more formal. Well, I mean, if you cooked a meal for a girl for the first time, rather than going out on a date at a very nice restaurant and spending money, because how much money you spend on someone is how much you love them when it comes to a restaurant, and when it comes to, you know, tipping the waiter or waitress and all that, you know. Just that whole concept of a restaurant, it all revolves around you spending more money. And I feel like the government is perfectly fine with that, because, I mean, it makes sense. It's really not bad. It's just something we have evolved. It's just a culture value that has been going on for a very long time. And my parents and their parents grew up, my grandparents and those grandparents, they grew up going to restaurants and being taken out to eat by their families and by their friends or on dates, because some of my family is also female, and that's a cultural value that we grew up with. And then it stemmed down to my mom. My mom went through the same shit I did, and she said, okay, well, everyone else goes out to eat at restaurants, and that's like a normal thing people do, so I'm gonna train my son to do the same thing. And then she takes me out to restaurants. My grandma does that all the time with Steak and Shake when we both have a day off or whatever, you know. It's like, okay, well, that is what's normal, and that's what's considered correct. That's what the majority does. They go out to restaurants, they spend a fuck ton of money, and they do that. And the government isn't sad about that. You know why? Because they're only profiting off of it. People are getting jobs at restaurants, and more people are spending money at restaurants, and that money is also getting taxed. And the more people that go to restaurants means more tax money, means more people that have jobs in a restaurant, means more people wanting to open up restaurants, and then that creates a whole plethora of jobs, and then that creates a whole plethora of tax money given to the government. And I don't see why the government would be sad about that, because they're benefiting. There's more jobs. I honestly think it's a good idea. But just as an individual that's broke as fuck and that's 18 and can't afford to go out to eat, so I just steal food from my restaurant instead of buying it and taking a date out or something, also because I just don't have a fucking date to go out to a restaurant with, like, it's just a culture value that we grew up in. So then when there are cultural values that go against the government wants to stop it and go, that's not normal, okay? So now people are becoming more of an individual, they're smoking weed, they're getting these crazy thoughts against the government because their mind is that much more open from getting however high they got. Same thing with acid. And now we're gaining all this knowledge and this individuality. And the government doesn't want you to be an individual. They want you to just follow their cultural values because they are the ones that create those culture values. Don't you think it's kind of funny how every time you see someone on drugs on TV, just normal TV, what everyone else watches, the majority watches, it's always someone that's crazy. It's always like drugs are always pointed towards something bad. Whenever someone sees something on TV that's drug related, it's bad. I was watching Gordon Ramsay, and this dude had a big ass jar of weed. He was like, it was medical. So, oh, I literally just found ash on like my pants, and they're black, and now I have like a white spot on my thigh. But Yeah, whenever you see someone... Okay, so I was watching this, Gordon. I was watching Kitchen Nightmares. It's an amazing show. One time I binge-watched most of it on acid, and it was probably the best experience I've ever fucking had. And it taught me a lot, actually. Like, he really opened up the whole, like, get your fucking life together, like, stop being down and start going out, I guess. You know, like, Gordon Ramsay was also a product of my individuality concept that... I brought myself upon, or I guess he brought it on, but whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, the whole point is what I'm saying. Gordon Ramsay saw a big jar of weed in Kitchen Nightmares, and he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are drugs pointed to be bad towards TV? Why every time you see someone tripping out on TV, it's always off a drug, and then that's bad, and then your parents go, well, that's why you shouldn't do that. You don't want to end up like him in jail or homeless or both, really. You don't want to end up like that. Don't you think the government has something to do with that, considering the government is one of the main structures against drugs, because drugs only open your mind to become more of an individual, making you less likely to spend tax money on shit that you were raised to spend tax money on, I hope you know what I mean. Like, it's the restaurant thing. At first, I was like, okay, why would I go to a restaurant and waste money? Now that I'm thinking more of myself and thinking more like an individual and being more myself, I guess, that won't make me go to a restaurant. And then I won't pay tax, because I won't pay tax when I eat food, because I won't eat it. I wouldn't have gone to the restaurant to begin with. And that doesn't really matter. Some people would just be like, oh, you're dumb. Why don't you just be like everyone else? It's way easier. Because the right answer isn't always the easiest answer or the simplest answer. Or the most efficient one isn't always the simplest one. And not everyone is right. So why would I follow everyone else's path, you know? But what I'm saying is, drugs open your mind. And when you become more of an individual, that hurts the government, because then if everyone had my mindset, no one would go to a restaurant, then there'd be a whole bunch of jobs lost, and the economy would go down that many inches because no one's going to a restaurant, and tax money isn't being made from people eating. And that's all from drugs, because it makes you more of an individual. Also because you're spending that money on drugs, and the money you're spending on drugs isn't fucking taxed either. So, I mean, you know, unless the government decided to make it medical, then they would get tax money from it. We would be happy and more of an individual, and everything would be solved. But no, God forbid Americans get that individuality aspect. God forbid we think for ourselves, because if we go against the grain, if we go against what we've been taught, then we're considered not normal. And don't you fucking tell me that you have never, ever used the term not normal in a good sense. Because I use that, and I know other people do. I've heard a lot of people tell me, oh, well, you know, you could do this. I mean, it's always good to be different. But most of my life, when I hear the term not normal, it's always pointed towards something bad. It's always pointed towards, well, you're going against the majority, and that's bad because the majority is right. Like my mom, I said this in an earlier podcast, but one time she bought me black jeans, and I'm like, Mom, literally this happened weeks ago. I'm like, Mom, I'm putting holes in these. And she's like, no, the fuck you're not, because I bought those, and I don't want you to ruin them. Why don't you just be like everyone else? Why do you always have to be so fucking weird, Cameron? She quote-unquote said that to me, and that struck me so hard, because it made me realize... So, why are my opinions and wants going against the grain of what's normal? And why do I have to change what I want because what's considered normal is considered good? And that's fucking subjective to begin with. And it is really subjective. But then it turns into a fact. And you take that, and you take that subjectivity, you take that opinion. That subjectivity would not be used in that context. I apologize, I used it incorrectly. But you take that opinion and it turns into fact because everyone else around you is doing it right. Like when slaves were around, black slaves specifically, because every race was enslaved, black slaves specifically, that was the norm. That, like, there are people who have lived and have died and have had kids, and those kids have died, and slavery was still considered normal. People would say, well, what's that person standing right there? And then someone else would go, oh, he's black, that's a slave, they're lower than us, they're not people, they're basically animals. That was considered a fact, that was taught as fact. So it's very true that culture values that are very subjective and heavily opinionated, only opinionated really, can be turned into facts as long as it's there long enough. As long as it's set in stone, as long as a couple generations have gone out to restaurants and then taught their kids that going out to restaurants is nice, you should take your kids out on a date, and then taught that black people are animals when they were slaves, of course, because I'm talking about two different time periods, and then being taught that over time, any trend that is an opinion and that's based off of a subjective point of view, it's only a matter of time before that turns fact. And that's really scary, because there's a lot of things going on in this world that if it kept going on like this, we'd be fucked. Honestly, I don't want my kids growing up thinking, oh, well, these clothes are more expensive, therefore they're better. And all these drugs are bad because everyone else says they're bad. It doesn't matter what they do to me. It doesn't matter how I feel about them. It matters what the majority says, because the majority is right. And the government wants you to be the majority. They want you to be normal, because when you're not normal, you're not paying them taxes, or you're doing shit that's risky, like the drugs. And then when you get a cut from somebody that isn't, that doesn't know what they're doing, like with acid if you get something else, or like with DMT if you get like the 5-MeO-tryptamine or some shit like that that isn't real DMT, then you could die from that. And that doesn't really matter, but if everyone did that and everyone had that mindset, then we would end up dying, and then who would pay taxes? And then we would all be more individuals, and there'd be other things we'd be spending our time and money on, and one of those wouldn't be taxes. And the money, and the government wouldn't get money, and then our economy would go to shit, and realistically, the world would go to shit. I mean, not the world, but the U.S. So, you know, like, I don't know, it makes sense in the government's eyes. Why would you want to change something? It's been working. People aren't doing those drugs, or they do, but it doesn't really matter because it's not the majority doing it. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like, we kind of need people to spend money. We kind of need people to be dumb and spend money on dumb things, because if you're smart and if you're more of an individual, then you're not going to. And then that the economy will go down. And this is a very broad analogy. Just concept. This is going for every single human being, because this only applies to every single human being. It doesn't apply to just me or just you or just the person standing next to you. It applies to everyone. But, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just every day I'm learning that subjectivity and opinions drive our fucking country. What's real and what's not real is deteriorated by cultural values aimed towards the government. I mean, cultural value is expensive clothing. Don't you notice all cultural values inevitably end in, well, yeah, but spend more money and that's better for you. Like expensive clothes, because people wear those because it's expensive, because they want something called clout that won't really help them in life. And that's a cultural value. You spend more money on clothes, more tax money. Going out to eat, cultural value, tax money. Getting a job and not becoming an entrepreneur and just staying consistent, working at a kitchen 9 to 5, pay your taxes and then eventually die, that's a cultural value. Smoking cigarettes is a cultural value. And it really isn't the government saying cigarettes are bad. It's the people that realize they're actually bad for you saying it's bad. You think the government wants you to stop smoking cigarettes? Why would the government want you to not pay some? Why would the government want you to not legally pay for something? Okay? Why would they want you to not do that? Because you give them tax money. It's all about money. And the fact that our nation is ran off of, well, they're going to spend more money, so we should aim it towards that. It doesn't matter if it'll make them happy or not. Like, cancer patients. We have the fucking cure to cancer. We're not fucking retarded. Are you kidding me? Cancer has been around for so long. And there are so many smart people out there. The human body really isn't that complicated. It can be drawn in math. It can be drawn on a sketch. It can be solved. We know how things fucking work. We're not, humans aren't dumb, okay? It only gets complicated when you deal with questions that you can't answer, like, where's my consciousness? But regard everything other than the brain, literally everything other than the brain, is pretty set in stone. We know what we're fucking doing. So don't you think that we have a good understanding of what cancer is doing and how we can solve it? Well, we do. But think about this. I give the cure to cancer to all the cancer patients, and cancer is wiped out. Okay, well, those cancer patients that were hooked up on morphine or opiates to help them with the pain, they have to pay for that some way. The pharmaceutical companies are making money off giving people drugs to make them that much happier in life. But if you give them a set cure, if you give them a set in stone cure, then they won't pay that money for those opiates, and they won't pay the tax money, and they're fucking expensive to begin with. So there's a lot of tax money going around. Like, why do you think you look at a TV that's way bigger and way expensive? Why do you think you look at that as better? You don't need a big TV. You want it. But why is it better in your eyes? Why is it superior? Not because it actually is better. I mean, yeah, that's true. It actually is better and more efficient and more pleasing to the human eye. But if you buy a bigger TV, more money, more tax money. The whole world, money runs the what's that saying? Money makes the world go round. It really fucking does. Because if it didn't, then, I mean, your little hippie experience with acid isn't going to pay for everyone's bills, isn't going to pay for anything the government needs. And we don't really even need that much tax money. Do you know how much goes towards war and other shit and producing certain drugs like opiates and shit that we don't really need because we'd be solved with just maybe one or two acid tabs every couple months rather than consistently paying and then getting that high? I don't know. And acid has opened me up to these. And then that's when people jump in and say, acid is bad for you. It does nothing to you. You're just a junkie hippie. Well, I'm thinking of these very real things that sure as hell aren't fucking false. So I'm sorry if acid has opened me up to what I feel like is true. It's not even, it's opinionated, but think about it. Think about it. If you were a huge government and had as much debt as they had, last time I checked, it was $21 trillion, and that was like maybe a couple months ago or so. But if you were a huge government, what would make more sense? Tricking Americans into paying money for things that they don't need, and when they get sick, isn't it more, won't it benefit you more to get them to consistently pay for something rather than pay for one set in stone thing and then be fixed and then not pay anymore? Because spending maybe $3,000, or that's just an example, but spending $3,000 on the cure for cancer, rather than, I don't know the numbers behind it, so excuse my stupidity, but $3,000 on a cure rather than $100 for the rest of your life because you need to be hooked up on opiates because you can't deal with the pain that cancer brings you or other certain diseases and symptoms that you get, you know? It makes perfect sense. It's a fact that it makes sense, but it's an opinion that it's true, and that's what pisses me off. That's the one thing I want to turn from an opinion to a fact, because it really is a fucking fact. I mean, you can't tell me it's not going on. Like, and even if we don't have the cure for cancer, why can't we give them a tab of acid and then they'll trip the fuck out? And never mind the health cons, the bad health parts of acid. Because there really aren't any in my, like, from what everything I've seen, there really aren't any at all. But even if there was, even the government wants to believe that, if you give cancer patients some acid and they get a different outlook on life, that is a set in stone cure, not for cancer, but for their emotional side. That's a set in stone cure. But we don't want people to pay for something set in stone and then be cured. We want them to make payments on it. We don't want them to buy a house and pay it off and then own it. We want them to pay rent, because if they live there long enough, then we'd make more money off them paying rent rather than them paying a full mortgage. We don't want people to buy one pair of shoes and be set. We want them to buy multiple pair of shoes, because more money means more tax money, means the world goes around better, means the government has more money to experiment with shit. I don't know. Those are just my thoughts on my way to work. I'm here, though, and I have to go. I love you guys. Please, just be an individual. Even if I'm wrong, or you have your own opinion, just message me, because I love every other perspective. I love you guys. Stay safe out there. Hey guys, I haven't made podcasts in a fat fucking minute, but I'm on my way to work, as usual. I'm always on my way to work, even when I'm at work, I'm on my way to do some work, but I don't do much work there for going to work. Anyways, you know that whole thing where, like, okay, so I was thinking, like, damn, like, I bought a dab cart not too long ago, and that's gonna affect my bank account, and then I'm gonna want another one. Because I bought one, I realized how cool it was. Or not cool, but I just realized how beneficial it is to have one for me at all times. Just getting stoned at any moment in time just by holding down a button. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But, yeah, I realized how good it was. And then I'm like, damn, I want another. So now it's going to affect my bank account for the future, because I'm sure as hell going to buy another one. And what I'm saying is, every little thing that ever happens has a whole effect in your life. It could be small, it could be humongous, like, it could be anything. Like, I'm on my way to work, I could get into a car accident if I made a podcast or didn't make a podcast, because I'm setting up the fucking thing to do it, and if I'm not looking at the road, then I'm driving slower, because I'm not looking at the road, and then I miss a green light, and then that affects what time I get to work, it affects who I talk to, and, like, where people are when I go in there, and it just has, like, that little things affect everything. So do big things. Everything affects everything, is what I'm saying. Everything has a cause and effect, and that effect is the cause of another effect that's going to affect you. Everything is a cause, and everything is an effect. Like, my dad got me this phone, because it was my birthday. That a phone has affected my entire life, just on the type of phone he got, the color he got, the conversations I would have had with people on said phone, and the little fucking machinery in the phone that will load a certain amount, you know, just everything. And even people on, so I'm not ashamed to admit that I have a Tinder, honestly. I find out that a lot of people are, because when you're on Tinder, it's basically like, hey, do I look cute? Swipe right, and then we could chat if we both think we're cute, or if we both see our pictures and like it for whatever reason. It seems kind of low life to me, in my opinion, but I still use it just because, like, before I was just a lonely piece of shit, and I'm like, damn, I want some poo gang, and I just got Tinder, and then a bunch of shit happened to me. Where, like, I got fucked over a lot. I almost got robbed through someone on Tinder. And I could also, I've sold to people on Tinder. And people have sold to me on Tinder. That's how I almost got robbed. I've been to these people's houses. I've met their families. Okay, last time I was making a podcast, there was this guy walking down the street. And now that I'm making this podcast, I also see the same guy in different clothing walking down the street. Which is kind of funny. But yeah, the gist of what I'm saying is everything has an effect. And I'm going to think about that now every time something little happens to me, because that could just affect something humongous. And I think that's really interesting. You like, don't you notice a lot of the observations of our world are very, very simple when you think about it. Like, every action has an equal or opposite reaction. That sounds so simple, but it's so large. That's what she said. It's so large because it basically, it's not a theory for the whole world, but it's fucking true. It deals with every opposite as an equal or opposite reaction. Like, that theory is put into place in every single thing that you do in your life. And then whatever is a effect of that, a result of whatever action you do in your life, there is another reaction that is not only an effect of what you just did, but a cause for something that will affect you in the future. It's like, if you look at it from a graph or from a physical standpoint of view, from your perspective, if you look at it from a mathematical perspective, I don't know how to say that, but a graph, I guess, like, it's just like all these little strings attached to everyone and all these little actions they do and how that like slowly forms a world. And I'm almost at work, so I'm gonna end off with this. I was watching Alan Watts, and he's so good. And he was like, yeah, if you look down at molecules, it's like a war. They're dying, they're living, they're catching food, they're growing, they're evolving, and it's a bunch of complicated shit that's going on. And if you zoom out, then you get a person. That's what's going on in a person's body. All these cells dying and then being born and then, like, not evolving, but, like, just having mutations on them. Just everything that's going on with your genetic code, with your immune system, especially my immune system lately, like, or your lungs, but just, or your liver, but just fucking anything. That it's like a huge fucking circus down there. The type of science shit that's going on with you physically, like, there's so many different chemicals being dispersed in so many different ways and so many different aspects or different areas of my body. And when you zoom out of that horrific conflict of a picture that we call the human body, or just really in any object, when you zoom out, it makes a solid object. It makes you. It makes you as an organism. And then you, as a single organism, have complications and conflicts in your life and variables and details and things you can focus on. And then those will be your conflict. But what if, in a greater sense, our conflict is someone else's piece or someone else's whole picture, basically? Like, if you zoom in on someone's face, you'll see a bunch of molecules. And there's a bunch of conflict going around. There's a bunch of fuck shit going on. But then, if you zoom out, you get a face. And then it's, like, peaceful, because it's just a face. But then when you zoom out more, there's more conflict going on with humans. It's the same thing with what's going on in the human body. There's a bunch of conflicts you have. A cell's conflict might be fucking surviving and finding food that day. Your conflict might be the same exact thing, depending on where and when you were born. There's a bunch of conflicts going on, but then when you zoom out, it creates the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is peacefulness, really. It's just pure bliss. Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. It puts into perspective a lot of things, like a restaurant, like all these conflicts, all this horrific shit happening inside, people dropping shit, glass breaking, and then you serve the food, and all that work, me washing the dish, the cook making the food, microwaving it, asking people to do this type of shit, and then the waitress serving food, and then all those complications end in just you getting your food. And it's peaceful. And that's what a restaurant is. It's just peaceful. It's just you getting your food. But when you take a closer look, it's a lot of conflict. It's a lot of, I use the word conflict because Alan Watts did, but really it's the same shit. I mean, it's not the same shit, but I mean, either conflict or just that, whatever word is a simile for that word could also fit for that, because it's a very broad view of things, you could say. And I don't know, it's just crazy. I'm gonna go in though. I love you guys. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you later. Hey guys, so I know I haven't made one of these in like a fat minute, but I'm just driving right now, right? And I always make these while I'm driving. I had this period where I'll just take Adderall and do it in my room, but I guess I'm just gonna do it while I'm driving now. Anyways, what's up, y'all? Basically, what's on Cameron's mind today? Damn, that sounded gay. But, it's probably not safe to do this while driving. But, yeah, like, oh, fuck, I forgot what I was gonna talk about. I swear to God, this happens every goddamn time. I was gonna talk about how, oh, yeah, because I'm driving, how fucking, excuse my sniffling, of how people, like, human error is inevitable. We're not perfect. And, like, this is gonna sound really obvious to you guys, because I hope you guys aren't dumb. I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably aren't. Or you might be very dumb. It's either one. There's no middle. You're either, like, a genius, or you're just, like, fucking retard. Anyways, like, human error is inevitable. And that's why car accidents happen all the fucking time. Because these machines, these, like, massive machines that have the ability to explode at any given point, given, like, the right circumstances, fucking are controlled by humans. And get this, fucking half the time they're on drugs and they're either drinking. Most of them are fucking high. If you're in Florida, then probably I'd say like 6 out of 10 if most of them aren't elderly or like just no, yeah, I guess it's just the elderly. Maybe even the elderly. I've met a few, you know, and a few have come past me. But what I'm saying is I get off track so easily. Human error is inevitable. And I am thoroughly convinced that we will never have a perfect system. A perfect anything. Because, for one, perfect is subjective. But we won't have a perfect anything. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. Humans are always going to fuck something up. Whether it's, like, a relationship with a girl. Or... well, no, I'm just referring to myself. Whether it's, driving. I guess, that was my first point. Driving. Addiction habits. I could, because I'm staring at someone smoking a cigarette outside their fucking car. That's a joint, actually. Wow, that's convenient. I might go over there and ask them to hit it if it wasn't a fucking green light. Or her. I don't discriminate. What I'm saying is, human error is inevitable. And there's, if we're gonna ever have a perfect, and like anything, like a perfect government or just a perfect system, maybe like a whole, like a United Nations of a government. Maybe I used that term wrong. It's been like a year since I took history. I'm sorry. But where like just one fucking like central government controls. Now I'm gonna use the term controls everything. But I mean like there's no one that's bigger than them. But the government can like, you know, regulate things and somehow make people happy. Because obviously, if you want to have a perfect government, perfect system, you have to make every single person happy. Which is damn near impossible, but if you want to get fucking close, you're gonna have to start with giving the people their freedom. Because I'm not particularly, oh, that was hard to say, particularly, I can't say that correctly. Well, I can, but it just sounds fucking weird. Anyways, oh fuck, I forgot what I was saying. Like, okay, if you want a perfect anything, it can't be ran by humans to begin with. It has to be ran by not fucking animals, but you guessed it, goddamn robots. It has to be ran by, like, some AI device, not programmed to kill us. Maybe they could make a plan for us, but not a fucking, like... or, I mean, maybe we could use that technology to make a plan, but humans themselves, we're never ever gonna, like, think of something that could possibly ever be perfect. There's gonna be like Einstein moments or Roosevelt moments. I don't wanna say Barack moments, but there's gonna be moments where like people are like, damn, this is one of the best presidents we fucking ever had. And it's gonna be cool for like 3 years, 4 years, maybe eight, probably eight if they're that good. But other than that, he's gonna fucking get whatever that word is, I don't know, but y'all know what I mean. He's gonna get fucking, a new president's gonna come, and what you think is gonna happen? We gonna get new shit and it's gonna suck. Just like I was just about to say when Trump came in the office, but I realized like I don't really know enough about politics to say what's going on, honestly. I just like looking at the memes. God, I sound so fucking old. But I guess I'd sound young if it's memes. But yeah, whatever. I love you guys. Y'all stay safe out there.